the 2019 Q's CEO Executive Team Network, and I like to put a little conference thing at the end of it.
Great.
Just because we're all conferencing here. We're gathering here in this beautiful place called Amelia Island, Florida. And we're here with CU Insight's latest edition.
Right.
A big edition. My gosh.
Yep.
What's your official title again, Lauren?
It's Publisher and CEO. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Lauren Culp, Publisher and CEO. How's that feel?
It feels great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's good. It's exciting to be able to kind of come into an organization that's done so much, but has operated like a startup sort of for the last 11 years. So we were saying the birthday was on Friday, but 11 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to come in and kind of bring a lot of structure and kind of look at what they've been doing and say, like, oh my gosh, they've done so much.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do next while we, while we're here?
Yeah. So what do, so what are some of your responsibilities? What are some of your plans? That type of stuff. What's on the agenda for Lauren Culp these days at CU Insight?
Well, every day is different, I think, for many of us.
Yeah.
So primarily, I'm sort of setting strategic direction. So working with the team and working with the founders. So Randy Smith, most people know, one of the co-founders of CU Insight, and then David Miller is the other. And so working with them to really set sort of our strategic direction, and they've been so lucky where they've built the company, and they've done a lot of hard work along the way. Like, to put CU Insight, on the market 11 years ago, there wasn't a lot in the digital media space, and now, you're there, so many people are out there, and so it's kind of, what's that next 2.0 for us, where, what are people not doing now, but where do we see everybody shifting, and so thinking a lot about that. I get to work with all of our partners in the credit union space, too, so we have a lot of partners that we work with, and a lot of them serve credit unions, and so we're able to work with them to help kind of get some of their marketing out there and make sure that their content is really where they want it to be, in front of the audience that they want. So excited about that. And then, if that wasn't enough, I've got the joy of working with the internal team at CU Insight and making sure that they're all accomplishing their professional development goals and really meeting our goals as a team. So
pretty cool.
No boring days, I'll say.
No,
that.
Not at all. Because you kind of went from the frying pan of the cooperative trust.
Right.
This is all in a good way, from the frying pan to the fire type of thing, you know? So what from the cooperative trust leading the crashers the last few years, how did that transfer into the new position? Because I think you could use a lot what you learned there.
Absolutely. Well, I would say the cooperative trust was like sort of the perfect training ground for this, and especially, there I felt like I was sort of the CEO of this program, and I did a lot of it myself, and so I got the social media, the marketing, I got sort of the people leadership with a lot of the volunteer teams and speaking and facilitating and strategic planning for the program, but sort of in the sandbox where I got to get my hands dirty and do it all and interact with these different leaders in the industry. And so to kind of take it to the next level and be able to say, I've already done all of these things. I've written a budget. I've done financial analysis. And so I'm a young CEO. I don't think anyone is surprised
really?
To say that. Right. It's shocking. I know. But I think it's really because you've always got opportunities in front of you, and it's if you take advantage of them and kind of apply them so that you're getting out of it exactly what you're hoping for the next step in your career. That's what I tried to do my entire time there. So I think I was really lucky that Failing gave me the shot to run the cooperative trust, but then I would say it's a lot of hard work to make sure that you're taking what you've got and putting that sort of in your toolbox of things that you've done.
Exciting.
It's exciting.
And you get to venture around. Well, you still get to go to the conferences and stuff.
I do. We'll still see each other.
Exactly. I saw you at every, hey, I know you,
type of thing.
I saw you last week.
Across the room, right?
Exactly. So that's really cool. So 2020 is around the corner, obviously.
It is around the corner.
I mean, that's the most obvious thing in the room right now.
Right.
So what plans are in the works for 2000? I mean, I don't know if you want to divulge what's going to happen at CU Insight, but what's on the agenda? What's on the plan there? Because the industry is moving in 100 different directions, technology-wise, personnel-wise, leadership-wise.
Right.
A lot of stuff going on, and CU Insight's going to be there to cover it, I'm sure.
We are, yes. Well, we're excited. We'll be at a lot of conferences, so anywhere credit union folks are, we hope to see you there, too. What I will say is that we're really looking at, sort of as an internal team, what are the things that we can really take advantage of that we haven't done yet? And so one of those things, we're actually hiring right now for a community manager. And so
Community manager,
if you want to join the CU Insight team. And what I will say about that, the exciting thing is we've got this amazing community of contributors who write content and we publish it on CU Insight. And so it's all of these different experts in the credit union space. And we're growing that community. So right now it's about 75 contributors and we're growing it. And so with the addition of this person, we're going to be kind of looking for more of those experts in the credit union space and saying, yeah. like, hey, do you want to, are you interested in writing content? And we see that really, really positively impacts their careers to be able to kind of get their name and their thought leadership.
I've gotten
out
speaking
there.
Engagements from right. being in the community.
That's
so,
amazing.
Yeah, so it's, and all sorts of other opportunities right. crop up because of that, because a lot of people read it.
Yeah, they definitely do. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of a win-win situation. So we're really focusing on that in the future. And then really, as we're thinking about what else we can be doing, I think, you know, we're looking at the latest channels that are out there. Once upon a time, actually, fun fact, we had a Snapchat channel. So I don't know, the Snapchats are all the credit union folks are going to hang out, you know, in the next year. But as we sort of think about Snapchat. What's next, we're kind of keeping our eye on the horizon okay. to some of those emerging channels and things that people are looking at. So okay. yeah, video is another, you've got kind of the expert,
do video,
you know, yes. video, but dive that's in. Another thing we're thinking about too.
Yeah, video's king.
It is king, yeah. Mm-hmm. People will watch yours for sure. So
well, thank you.
I, you know.
Yeah.
And you've got it cornered.
Thanks. But I'm more than open to have all right. the other people. That's right. kind of why I started this, is I wanted more people to do video.
Yeah.
Because obviously we saw the popularity of YouTube. You know, I right. started this 10 years ago.
Right.
I'm like, YouTube is going off the rail or off the hook here.
Right.
And then why, let's get more people doing it.
Right.
So that's
right.
That was my hope in yep. getting this going. So yeah. I'm hoping, you know, it spreads.
Well, the other exciting thing that I'll say that we have is the CU Insight Experience podcast is coming back
Randy
in 2020 for its second
mm-hmm.
season. Yep. So Randy's been walking around here.
Right
so
over there.
He, yep, right over there. You might hear his voice in the background. It's hard to miss
yeah.
His laugh. So we're excited to bring back the second season of the CU Insight Experience podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe we've, by the end of the year, we'll be at 52 or 53 episodes.
It's amazing how they add up. Yeah.
Yes, it really That's is. Fast. So next year we'll hit 100. Which will be great. That's the, I think, the unspoken podcast rule is nobody makes it past 100. So
oh, they don't. Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's what I heard anyway.
Wow.
So but I think we'll make it.
If
past
you can make
100,
it past 100, then you're good to go.
Then you're good to go.
Okay.
Right, right. So we're excited about that. That still comes out every week on iTunes and mm-hmm. Google and Spotify podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
guys are everywhere.
That's the other channel we've got going on.
Right
it's
on.
A really good one.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Well, anything else? I mean, I wanted to pick your brain. It's
oh
like, because
yeah.
I saw all that. You were on the podcast as well.
I was
too,
on the podcast,
so,
yep, when I came
so
in.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, no, you know, really the only other thing sort of from a personal development side, I've just been so lucky to have people who support me around me and like mentoring me and
mm-hmm.
finding those folks in the credit union space
mm-hmm.
and outside of the credit union
mm-hmm.
space who are really like willing to pour into sort of the next generation, and
yeah.
it has really paid off for me to have those relationships. And
right.
so, as kind of I've been thinking about, you know, what do I give back to other people, and what, you know, where do I go? I would just say I'd love to talk to anyone who's interested, and just kind of pick our brains about what, you know, what are the things that we can support one another in, and how can we make sure that there's a lot of diversity in the industry,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
young leaders are getting the spots
mm-hmm.
that they.
I can see you being a mentor. Very, very soon,
it.
If not already. Because
right.
I think, especially young women coming out of school
right.
and kind of, where do I go with this type of thing?
Yeah.
I think you would be ideal
right.
for those folks.
Well,
and guys,
so
too, you know?
Yeah. What's so interesting about the young women specifically is that I think a lot of them come out of school and then you see a lot of them as like a marketing coordinator or things like that, where a lot of them really tend towards some of those
okay.
roles that seem a little bit more, you know, like, historically, women are underrepresented in sort of the STEM subjects, and
mm-hmm.
so you see a lot of women kind of gravitating towards marketing, but I would love to see some more emphasis on, you know, like, where can I actually go? Where do I actually think that my experience fits? And
mm-hmm.
maybe it's not just this entry-level thing, or, you know, maybe I'm ready to jump, and so
mm-hmm.
there's all of these different statistics that show that women are less likely to apply for a job if they're not 100% qualified,
mm-hmm.
where a man would apply for a job if he's 60% qualified,
right.
and so how do we kind of close the gap there, and I'm passionate about it, and I'll say I'm not an expert in it, but I'm getting there. I'm definitely learning a lot, and so I'd love to talk.
That's the journey.
Yeah, that is the journey.
Yeah, the journey's the fun part.
It
so
is.
Before you go, I want to ask you a question.
Great.
What motivates you to do things like, because you were a crasher
yeah.
and you led the crash, and now you're the CEO of CU Insight and stuff.
Right.
What motivates you to take that next these steps? Because
right.
I think it's phenomenal. So, and for others out there listening or watching, like, I think it would be cool to get your feedback on that. Just what inside makes you kind of do things like that,
yeah.
you know? Get you outside your comfort zone, basically.
Right. Well, I think that success looks so different to everyone. And so for me, like having a career that is successful and wanting to lead an organization, that has kind of always driven me. And I think that that's, I'm sort of competitive with myself, if that makes sense. And like motivated by achievement, but also really just motivated by learning new skills and being able to kind of put them into practice and new challenges, you know?
Yeah.
And what I would say though is, you know, some people, if they measure success differently and success for them doesn't look like being the CEO of a company, if it looks like having time with their family in the evenings and, you know, not having to be on the road or whatever it is, I think that there are different things that we all search for. But for me, it's always been wanting to achieve, but then also kind of, I've had experiences in my career where I've been like, that is not how I would do it. And so wanting to sort of build a better future, I think is... it's really been key for what I hope to accomplish in my career.
Very cool. All right. I think that's a good message to end on.
Thank you. Lauren Cole. This was great, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Indeed. Likewise. Likewise. All right. There she is, Lauren Culp.
Thanks so much.
See you in sight. We'll see you at the next one.
We'll see you at the next one.